the Talosa Tech Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am once again joined by Nick and Randy. And guys, we have 2 weeks until Worldwide Developers Conference. We are so close to iPhone, not iPhone season, but no. Apple event season. The last Apple event was iPhone season. And I want to get hyped for it for a second because it's in the back of my mind and I haven't been thinking about it a lot. So I'm saving it for this moment. What are you guys most excited for? Let's start with Nick. What are you
the
most
excited for? The fact
that
we only have 16 days left as of recording.
As of posting, it should be exactly 2 weeks.
It should be exactly 2 weeks, exactly. And I am so excited about this. Like, my heart kind of does a little palpitation every time I think about the fact that we're going to have an Apple event for the first time in 2020. 2020 has been a horrible year for many reasons.
Oh my God, you're right.
And this is the reason why it's been so horrible is my theory, because Tim Apple has not gone up on stage and started it up with his good morning. And that was kind of morbid.
And there will be no audience to greet him.
This is true. But it'll still solve all of the world's problems because Tim Cook will get up on stage and say good morning.
Thank goodness. What are you most excited for, though, overall? Out of all the AirPods Studio, AirTags, software, ARM Mac, like what? Out of all the leaks and rumors we've heard about it, what are you most looking forward to?
Honestly, I'm looking for an exciting and compelling reason to use the LiDAR sensor on my iPad. I didn't specifically get it because it had a LiDAR sensor, but I'm excited to see where that technology is going. And I feel like every year they have some pretty cool AR stuff. Like last year we got ARKit 3.0, I believe, which brought in some shadows and real life lightings.
Was that just last year?
I believe so, yeah, because Ethan and I were working on it over the summer, that render thing.
Oh, gotcha.
But I'm excited what they're going to do with the LiDAR sensor, because now you have really good object occlusion and you can map out the whole room. So I'm not still super sold on the need of AR in my daily life, because really the only things I've used AR for is the Cybertruck demo that we found online, blowing up an Apple Watch to 1,000 times the size and sticking it on my desk. That was pretty fun. But there isn't
Falcon
really a
9.
Need. Falcon 9's in my front yard, 200-foot Falcon 9's. So there isn't really like a...
It's gimmicky.
Yeah, there's not like a daily compelling reason for it, but the more that they go in that direction, now they have more hardware. And I feel like WWDC is always about taking the current hardware and pushing it to the limit and possibly a little bit further. So in the fall, when the new iPhones come out, they are already on the software and the hardware side. So it's going to be pretty cool, whatever it is.
Nice.
Or not.
How about you, Randy?
I'm excited about getting another new watch band, because I ended up returning the...
You finally did it.
Yesterday was the very first day Apple opened this... yesterday as of recording this. Apple opened the store, and I was the first person there. And interesting setup now, them trying to be, I wouldn't say post-COVID. Not everything's... Open, but
it's not gone.
They don't let people in the stores. You're waiting outside. The mall was packed only because the Apple store was there. That's the only reason why the mall was packed. So I went in, and they didn't have the product in my size. Told them what happened. They just issued me a refund. So it'd be cool to get a watch band back. That's my most exciting. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'd say
software. It's like
software.
That's
yeah.
It.
No, software. I'm definitely excited about iPad OS, and I am hopelessly optimistic, maybe is the word.
Whelmed.
I'm whelmed. Daring to say that
you're
I'm just whelmed. No.
Not over or under.
I'm being cautious. I'm cautiously optimistic. That's the word. I'm being cautiously optimistic about maybe seeing something different or unique. I would like to see something bigger for macOS.
Ooh.
Mm. Bigger. Like bigger. ARM, or just for the regular, like all the Macs we currently have?
No, all the Macs. I would say, I guess if ARM is the hey, when you get this one and you upgrade or you buy the new latest, here's the pros that, and everything that comes with it. But I would like to see something in the macOS side of things that addresses certain issues. And I'm not talking about like the rumors that we heard about like fixing messages, iMessage. I'm talking about something.
That bothers me, though.
It does bother me, but it's like it's not my main source of using messages, so I don't really care. I'm talking more like in the sense of bringing system applications. I want the fluidity of what we have in iOS and iPadOS to finally be just as apparent. And maybe it just involves fixing Catalina. I don't know, but I would hope to see
Catalina's been a dump.
Yeah, I would like to see something with macOS, but overall, like software, iPadOS and iOS, I'm so ecstatic to see about iPadOS because I'm hoping Pro Applications is a thing. And then they go, Pro Applications is only a thing because of macOS being able to now do this with the new iPadOS.
Yeah,
then I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
That's a big one for me, definitely. The Final Cut primarily. Maybe for you more Logic. It'd be interesting if you could do Logic on the iPad. But I think top thing I'm most looking forward to, which might be a wild card, honestly. It might not happen. But hearing the rumors of an ARM MacBook sound really, really exciting to me. Because just I think it would be the first time Apple gets to design a laptop inside and out. Whereas right now, they've been kind of limited and oftentimes negatively impacted by the third parties they're required to use for their CPUs and their GPUs, and they have to cool them down. But Apple wants their laptop to be thin so it overheats. But now if there's a chance that at this keynote we could see Apple design the CPU architecture and the exterior, we would get a much more iPad-like MacBook. And I want to see what that design is. If not, I'm also just excited to finally have all of this hardware we've been hearing about for so long unveiled. We finally get to know what AirTags look like, how much they cost, AirPods Studio, what they look like, how much they cost, their pro features. Honestly, I don't know how they're going to be able to separate themselves from the Sonys or the Surface headphones or the Bose 700s. Like, there's so much competition in the over-ear market. I'm very curious to see how Apple combats that. And, you know, fingers crossed for some kind of iMac redesign or something like that. I don't know. But I guess I'm very excited for hardware because other than the pro apps for the iPad, there's not a ton of software feature requests I have. I mean, iOS 13's been fairly stable for me. I know it's not the same for everyone, but I'm also hoping iOS 14 can be mostly about stability, not so much about new features.
Wasn't that what 13 was about?
No, I think that was more what 12 was about. 12 was available on everything iOS 11 was on, but iOS 13 was not.
I can't keep them straight anymore.
Dark mode,
volume
indicator, swipe on the keyboard.
In camera app settings.
Well, that was with the new iPhones.
Yeah. iPhone 10.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not everybody has
them. Still doesn't do that. The iPhone 10, you still have to. It's like
gross.
It's kind of dumb. Yeah. It's kind of dumb they do that, but yeah. No, I thought iOS 13 was more major than 12, and I think 13 will remain more major than 14 because rumors right now are suggesting iOS 14 will be on every device that iOS 13 was on. So no one's getting left out. They just want to prioritize bug fixes and stability and performance, and I think that's good. I think we need a year of that every so often, especially with macOS right now because Catalina's been all over the place for people and a big mess. So I don't care too much about what features they add via software. I mean, I've seen a few people suggest that like watchOS is going to get a fairly big redesign, but again, I need to see it in order to know if I should like that or not. Cause right now I'm like, don't mess up watchOS. It's fine. You know, you don't need to tinker with what's not broken, but who knows? Maybe they are going to show me what I want before I knew I wanted it. And it'll be drastically redesigned in some way that's like, oh, okay, this is better. I actually prefer that. But
I'm
when it comes to the
see,
hardware,
I think services is going to be something that's going to be focused on.
How so? Bundles?
That'd be cool if bundles. I'm not holding my breath for bundles, but just maybe an updated iCloud services. Maybe rumors of what I'm them trying to desperately make News Plus worth something and all that stuff. Like that'd be interesting to
honestly
see.
Honestly, I wouldn't pay a dollar a month for Apple News Plus.
I wouldn't. You couldn't pay me a dollar a month to even try it.
Exactly. That's what I
disagree. I would take it for $1 a month on my.
No, it'd be really cool if they introduced like the next version of the Apple Card, something that's a little bit more not premium and in hardware because titanium is there, but like I would like to have something that has more oomph. And if that involves,
let's talk more about the Apple Card today.
As long as we're not talking about the current Apple Card, as long as we're talking about current future Apple Cards, we can do that.
The Apple Card's amazing.
To go back to our Apple Card Plus concept video,
YouTube recommended that one day, and like I was watching just other videos, and then like that video came up, and I'm like, I totally forgot we did that interview, Drew. And then I was just listening to you in the background. And then you're like, hey, we'll have on Nick Ansarino. I was like, whoa, what?
YouTube was like, hey, you're in this. You should watch it. Makes sense.
That's what it does.
Yeah, I think I like the idea of combining all Apple services into one product that you just subscribe. You pay once a year, and then boom, that's your music. Once that's your iCloud. Oh. That's your iPhone. Once a year, you cover everything. I would be.
I don't know if I'd
heavily interested in something like that.
Because I don't pay for Apple Music anymore. By the way, YouTube Music is going real well. No complaints yet.
You do get Apple Care though, right?
I do get Apple Care, but I guess right now I have it monthly on the 11 Pro. But I'm gonna buy it out right next time. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe I would
if
I don't
it.
Know. I'd have to see what they
offer.
If
it was the ultimate bundle and it ended up saving you money, I could justify it.
If it was the ultimate bundle and it saved me money, yeah. But the thing is, I don't use all of the services anymore right now. So it would be a harder sell.
This would be just cheaper than basically as long as you get the new iPhone every year and you have like Apple Care and iCloud storage, I think it would be worth it.
Okay. And News Plus.
So for my line of work, when you just know you're going to have to get the new iPhone every year, I think for those kind of people, it would make sense. YouTubers would get it probably. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what else they can do with services other than just make them cheaper. Like, hey, everyone, we're going to start charging for TV Plus soon. So get ready because all of you guys who signed up for free are suddenly going to see charges on your account. What is this? What's TV Plus? Oh, I signed up for that.
$4.99 though, it's pretty cheap.
I don't think I would do Apple Care as a bundle. I don't do Apple Care now. I haven't done Apple Care in 3 years.
Oh wow.
I don't either. But if it was included with some big package that offered a bunch of stuff in one and we could compare what we're paying for now to that, there's an argument to be made.
I would need to get really analytical about it because I'm kind of in the boat with Nick about like I don't use everything, so it would be a little bit of a harder sell. But
Randy and me in the same boat again for the second episode in a row.
Oh, I'm getting off this boat. I don't want it. I don't want it. Okay, I want nothing to do with it. I'm out.
I just have a little dinghy. Drew's in a yacht, so you should.
You have a little dinghy. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news here at the Talos of Tech podcast. Nicholas Ansarino has a little dinghy. You heard it from the horse's
mouth. It's average, Randy. It's an average-sized dinghy.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm just going to avoid that iceberg as a whole and go right around that.
Go around that augmented reality LiDAR iceberg.
So the Apple Card I will always use. The idea of having to pay for it, though, if they include it in some form of, like, I don't know. The idea of, like, it counts as a service, I don't see it as a service because it's completely free in the sense that I don't include it in the bundle. So that's off the table.
They get money, though.
They get money, so but it has nothing to do. That's between them and Goldman Sachs. That has nothing to do with me, and I could care less. If you're going to charge.
Also, people who miss their payments.
If you
that
give
is
me
true.
An.
Oh, don't miss your payments, folks.
That makes my teeth rot. So
as I think it's like I saw someone on Twitter complaining about Apple Card interest rates today or a couple days ago. They were like, oh, the interest rate on the Apple Card is terrible. And I'm like,
yeah, it's a subprime card.
The interest rate is bad. You're using the card wrong. Like, you shouldn't be getting your card because of the low interest rate, essentially, is what I'm trying to say. I just wouldn't recommend someone get a credit card just because they want to carry a balance on it month after month after month.
For sure.
And Drew, I should mention, I did cancel one of my American Express cards a couple days ago. So I wasn't
Which
using
one?
It. The
Which
green
one?
Card.
The green card.
Amex Green. So I'm officially not a citizen anymore. whatever the green card is.
United Citizen. I've canceled half of my credit cards, which was one, but it's gone now. So,
side thing. I don't care if this might get cut, but just to let you know, I have my cards thing. It's talking about exactly this right here. My video that's coming out hopefully today. I filmed two videos yesterday.
I will be watching this video. I can't
this
wait.
One, yeah, this one has to do with cards, and you guys just covered two very interesting. It's like you said, stop it. So anyway,
okay, go watch Randy's video because by the time this is up, that video will be up.
Thank you. Apple credit card account as a service to me does not. So I take that out of the question. I pay for Apple Music. I pay for iCloud.
iCloud, yeah,
that's it.
And you do $2.99 for iCloud, right?
$2.99 plus $5. So, $8.
I do $10 a month for iCloud.
Yeah. $8.
I wish there was an annual way to do that.
Yeah.
Because I would if I could. Even if it wasn't cheaper, I would do it.
Yeah. Just so that I could get it over with. I don't like the idea of the bundle. Just thinking about it. $8. You can't beat $8 for me because I don't use anything else. I don't use Arcade. I have no interest in Arcade. I don't use News Plus. I have no interest in News Plus. The Apple credit card is not a monthly service.
But you get a new iPhone every year.
Well, you still pay for it.
I pay
I know. That's my point. If we bundled all of this stuff into one payment a year where you got your new iPhone and your iCloud and
not
your music.
It. Not worth it.
You don't know what it costs yet, so you don't know if it's worth
it. I know it'd be more than
$8. It's $30 or $40 a month with you sticking an iPhone
you're,
in
you're
there.
You're excluding your iPhone cost, though. How much do you spend on an iPhone every year?
So far, statistically, for the last 2 years, the base model, so 900 or whatever.
You didn't get the base model.
Yes, I did.
And
you got
XS?
A Pro.
Well, yeah, base model.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about storage configuration.
I know, but I'm saying you're saying it has to be if it's more than $8 a month. I'm saying this service would include the iPhone
That's the flaw with trying to combine a product with a service in a single payment. It doesn't work because it does not matter what you pay for the iPhone. That has nothing to do with the service. If you're going to have me pay
if that includes the service, then yeah, it would. If you're combining iPhone upgrade storage with the other services, that does.
So you're saying $1,000 for the phone plus $50 for a year's worth of all the services combined.
My argument made that they're going to try to attach your annual iPhone upgrades to your credit score. And by that way, they will justify lowering the price overall so that if you did sign up for this credit card, you would be spending less than if you would buy the new iPhone every year and subscribe to iCloud and Apple Music.
Oh, I disagree.
It would cost more
completely.
For you to do that.
So with the current way that the Apple upgrade program works, you have to reapply for the loan every year, which means it's a hard pull on your account every year if you upgrade every year. That's totally gross, and I'm not into monthly payments. I own all my devices outright because you shouldn't be paying monthly.
This wouldn't
folks.
Be monthly, but yes.
But, yeah, I know the larger annual fee, but annual subscription or whatever you want to call it. But the idea that you wouldn't have to get that hard hit every single year might be a reason to get the bundle over the just doing the Apple upgrade program. Because that hard hit is, you know, that'll knock your credit score down a couple points real quickly. And for people who are worried about their credit
score. I'm just piggybacking off of our Apple Card Plus video, which was about not the whole idea of a bundle would be, and especially making a tier 3, tier 4 Apple Card would be trying to showcase how if you sign up for this, you save money than doing it outside of this. And I don't think it'll be built around saving you money on if you paid for Apple Arcade, News Plus, and TV Plus all separately. I don't think that's how they would build it. I think they would build it around the iPhone upgrades. So they would make it seem cheaper to do this than would be to buy a new iPhone outright each year. That's what I think they would advertise it as, if they did one. They might not ever do one because they're just too new at this. And they're still not reporting to all the credit bureaus.
I think they would lose money. I don't think they'll do it because they'll just lose money. That does not sound like a good deal for either party. For you, you have to...
Well, how do they not lose money now? They give you 3% back on all Apple purchases, sometimes 6%.
Because the actual cost of their products as opposed to
they're taking that out of profit.
you can apply that to Apple Card Plus then.
No, Apple Card Plus to me, that's not the same thing because Apple Card Plus, you're the variable, not the product and what they decide to sell. You're the variable. Because
how
it's based
are you the
off,
variable?
Because it's based off of your credit score. And this is why you can't lump services and finance to within the product and then having you it's too interweaved with between each other. And I actually think I'm pretty sure there's a legality issue there as well. We're going to give you different prices based off of your credit score for the same product. I'm pretty sure there's some legal jargon that prohibits that. Something definitely ethical
for
about that.
Interest rates or for principles?
Because I'm talking about interest rates, which will be tied into we're talking about the Apple Credit Card Plus idea. Your interest rate then ties in to the product itself, and the only way you walk away clean is if you pay for it outright, which most people won't do that, and I acknowledge that. I'm pretty sure that's ethically wrong, and that's legally an issue. You can't put different products because you're basically funneling everything through the credit card to buy the stuff, and that's the gateway when it should be. Back to this genius Randy Vasquez talked about, a bank as the funnel where it doesn't change anything. And that's what I call a perfect segue. I'm just kidding.
Ooh.
I don't think the idea of funneling.
I don't really
funneling,
see how it's different.
Wait,
I don't really
is that
see
the
how
idea
it's different from what they're doing.
The credit card is not – the credit card should not be the source of funneling through you and the products.
That's fair.
There's something wrong there.
The price has already changed with the current Apple Card. I don't really see how that's different.
It's not a. It has nothing to do with services, protection, insurances. Has nothing to do with the credit card. Credit card is strictly an option if you want to get 3% cash back with Apple products. To whereas this one is like it would all go through this. You could get this whole bundle, but it involves at the cost of every 12 months a hit on your credit score. Which some people don't have good ones, some people don't have any of them, some people have great ones, and if that's the deciding factor, that's going to be an issue. That's bad PR. I don't think it's ethical, and I think it's illegal. It should be illegal.
What if they bundled into the annual fee, though?
What?
What if they bundled all that into an annual fee?
That was my point.
Of the credit card?
You pay the annual fee is like $1,500 or something, but you just get the iPhone.
It wouldn't be that high.
And you get the AppleCare. Well, an iPhone's $1,000, and if you get a nicer one.
Depends on which iPhone.
I see what you guys are doing. You're trying to minimize expenses into a single,
annual payment. Yeah,
one payment.
Not even that. I'm just saying if Apple were to make a Tier 4 credit card, how would they do it? And I think your frustration of the mixture of the products and services is exactly what Apple would want. They want to move hardware into being thought of as more of a subscription. It's no longer going to be about should I get the new iPhone this year. It's when do I get my new iPhone?
Because once they don't have to convince you. They know they're going to get the sale. Like it's just,
that's
canceling.
That's why they push the iPhone upgrade program so hard, because they want you to get into the mindset of it doesn't matter if the next iPhone is a minor upgrade. It doesn't matter if the next iPhone is a small incremental change, because you're already locked into the contract of, oh, I get the new one each year. So you're not even thinking about it. That's what they want to get people moving towards, because year after year after year, iPhones are going to get more and more the same. It's going to get harder and harder for Apple to advertise, say, hey, you should get the 13 instead of the 12S because it doesn't have a port in it, and that's good, so buy it. Instead, get you off of the should I upgrade train, get you onto the this is what I pay once a year and I get the new iPhone, and they kind of move people away from
I know what it is
to be convinced.
Here's the problem with it, and it's a root issue. Take away all of what it is. Tim Apple said, I went all last week without doing a Trump impression, so I could do it now.
Okay.
So there you go.
Wow.
Tweet Apple.
I'm going to have to fact check that.
I remember distinctly ooh, I could do it. Nah, I'm not going to do it. So I remember. The problem is Tim Cook said back when all these other controversies around Facebook and Google and everything was blowing up, you, the people, are not the product. And when you do this, you become the product.
Mm.
They've already done this.
No, it's not. It's but it's not.
Apple Card disregards that whole argument because you are the
Apple
product.
Apple Card is to me another version of Apple TV. It's a niche thing that just exists in its as an independent thing.
But they make money off of it.
Of course, they make money
and
off
you,
of everything.
And you don't pay for it.
Obviously, the whole thing. But you are not the product in the sense that when it comes between your relationship between you and the Apple products, the actual hardware, the software, the experience, you're not the product. They the product is the product. That's what they make their money on, not off of you.
I don't see how Apple Card Plus would change that.
Because you're putting everything between you and the card, which by design, if you take the Dave Ramsey approach, it is built and designed for you to lose long term. You are now spending money on things that you do not ever needed to spend money on. But they trick you into thinking.
Apple's been trying to do that for decades. That's not new.
Trying and actually.
Do you need the LiDAR sensor? But they're trying to sell it to you.
But that's
the
point. I need it.
But also with that, if you don't want it, you don't have to get it, and you're fine with using a 2018 iPad Pro.
Yeah. And you don't have to get the Apple Card Plus.
But there's no compromise between this iPad and Nick's iPad.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't
have to get this
subscription.
I can use the same accessories. I have the same software support. I have the same technical, if need be.
Yeah,
but you don't have
you can
Z
get an
behind
iPhone
the name
outside
of your
of
chip.
This.
Say again?
You don't have
a Z.
You don't have
behind
to
the
get
name
this
of your
subscription.
It,
it's the, people choosing to upgrade each year, just like you don't have to sign up for the iPhone upgrade program. You also can buy an iPhone outright if you want, but for those who know they're going to get it anyway and want to save money and also get some services included
money.
For free.
It would be the illusion of saving money. That's the thing with all these expected values, which is honestly why I canceled the green card. Because you have in your mind, okay, here's how much it costs and here are all the benefits. And if I use all of these benefits, then I break even. And if I use even more of the benefits, then I make money on the card. But honestly, that rarely happens. And there are a lot of cases.
That's myself, that's a financial debate. That's a personal level of...
But that's the point of...
We agree it's not a good idea, but that doesn't stop Apple from doing it. I'm talking Apple as a business decision.
It contradicts...
iPhone upgrade program
it contradicts what the
isn't
CEO,
a good idea,
the head
opinion.
Of the company, says then, because he says you're not the product. That is designed to make you the product, what Nick is saying, what I'm saying.
Not really, because you're paying for it, so it's not free. You're still paying for a product and getting it. You're paying for a service and getting it.
But you're also paying interest now. Interest.
Mm-hmm. No, there wouldn't be interest as long as you paid your balance.
There actually is interest on the Apple upgrade program. There's no interest from Citizen
There's
One.
No interest on a loan because loan care or credit care, whatever that thing is called.
Citizen One, I think.
Citizen One, that's what it's been so long. Citizen One, they put the exact price of what it is. Again, that's a business relationship between Apple and that company.
Yep.
I don't care. Here, you are paying it because of the interest, because if you don't pay it off, that's the variable. You're not obligated to pay your balance every month, and you're fine. It's a bad choice. We all agree with
don't
that.
Don't do it, folks. Don't do it.
But it's
pay
still
bill,
that.
Please.
But that you become the variable. And when you take people who are exposed to it at a young age, younger than maybe what they should be, when it comes to pulling out credit cards and stuff like that, if they don't know what they're doing, legally Apple has no responsibility. And I acknowledge that, and that's fine legally. Ethically, I don't agree with it at all. I completely think it's a terrible model. There's other ways you could do it. And the idea of simplicity, I understand. Hey, put it all into this one package one time a month or one time a year for everything. I get it. But it becomes it can't be that clean when it comes to money, unfortunately. There's no minimalistic way when it comes to finances, because their way of doing it right now, it's not hurting anything. We'll throw in Apple TV Plus for free. Here you go. You get 90 days or 120 days of Apple Care free until you choose other. How they're doing right there is a way that it doesn't affect you financially, no matter how you choose to do your money with or your business money part of it with Apple. This is them saying, here we go. And the whole idea of a bundle is if you like it, you end up sticking with it. And then there you go. We don't ever want you to cancel our services. How can we entice you? Putting everything into a single payment once a year to try to entice you, but the variable being you deciding if you pay your credit card every single pay period, that's a very dangerous, slippery slope. And that's not the cleanest way. I think it would actually truly hurt Apple's reputation of integrity, because by design, that's intended to be slippery, and it has there's nothing wrong with the format that we're using right now to introduce services to people. I think some of them are irrelevant, but that's preference. It doesn't like Renee or Viper or whoever use News Plus. One of them love it, and I'm like, okay, that's there you go.
I don't disagree with that, but I mean, Apple is actively showcasing how these products and services mix together. I mean, they already have a iPhone installment plan built into the Apple Card, and Tim Cook has said on previous calls that they want to integrate that into more products. They want to start doing the 0% interest 24 months. That's how the iPhone upgrade program works now. To me, it does not seem that crazy. They want to start.
But there's
mixing
no extra cost to that. When you introduce an annual fee, that's where it gets muddied. There's no cost to that right now. It's a choice. I'll put it on my credit card, make payments, installment plan at no extra cost. Mm-hmm. There's not an annual fee. There's no interest being charged to me. That is your choice. And there's nothing that is no difference between you choosing to do that and you not choosing to do that. The end result's the same. The moment there's a cost or there's interest or something else, that's the variable. It becomes sticky really quick. Hmm.
How would you do it, Randy?
I wouldn't.
So you're just saying don't do it at all. Ever.
No, I'm not saying don't do it at all. I wouldn't put a bundle. I would not funnel it through the credit card.
Would you do a separate bundle though that maybe had like a discount if you like a 6% discount if you used the Apple Card with it?
I would do tiers based off of a package that a bundle that you get to customize and add in a way that can still save you money. Because one thing that I saw with insurance companies, specifically auto insurance, and reason why I even came up with this concept with the Apple Bank, is that everything is optional. But the moment I start tacking on things, 3% gone here, 5% gone there. I did the math and I saw how if I have a bank account and a savings and a loan, and all these things kind of added up. Well, not a loan. I would never do a loan. But all these other services, auto, home insurance, blah, 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 blah. It all adds up. Likewise, you will use me as an example. $5 for the student Apple Music. So really, it's what, $10 for if it's off. Okay, so $10, and then you have different tier options for iCloud. I pay $3. Mm-hmm. So let's use full numbers, $13. But when you bundle it together, it immediately knocks off 2%. From the get-go, the second you start stacking, the more you stack, the more benefit there is. But it is your choice. It doesn't affect the end result. It doesn't affect any type of annual
interest. Not what Apple would do. Apple would not break it out like that. They're a simplistic company. Heck, the Apple Card is the most simple card. They have six logos or six things on their card. It's so minimalistic and simple. And
I got to see it.
Well, they have the name, the Apple logo, the chip. Goldman Sachs.
We get the simple.
Okay. Yeah. Where am I going with this? Oh dear. Oh, they wouldn't break it out.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think they'll do that. I think what we're doing is mixing what we want and what Apple is more likely to do.
Well, you did ask me how I would do it. You didn't ask how Apple would do it. Yeah. You asked me how I would do it.
Okay.
But before even I asked that, I think we're mixing up what you don't think would be a good thing to do, and you don't think it would be a good deal, and you wouldn't sign up for it yourself. But I don't think that means Apple wouldn't do it, because none of us are in the iPhone upgrade program, but Apple's been doing it for years. And there's a reason for that, because it may not work with us, but it will work with others. And, ethics aside, Apple's going to do what makes the money. And I think they're going to do what long term is going to end up resulting in a profit. And in my opinion, coming up with some type of very, very enticing, similar to the iPhone upgrade program, just bouncing it up a little bit, incentivizing it a bit more so it feels like a sweeter deal. And as they're getting into more credit card stuff, they can rely less on Citizen One and start doing it more in-house or partnering with more Goldman Sachs type deals. They want to get more people incentivized to no longer questioning if they're getting the new iPhone every year, just getting it by default. And that's just assumed now. Especially as they're going to run out of things to do with the iPhone every year. They're already getting to that point where it's like, why bother upgrading? Why should I upgrade? Is there a good reason to upgrade? And they're just like, no, don't think about it. You're just going to do it, okay? Listen, pay attention. You're getting the new iPhone. And the quicker they can get people into that program, the better. And in my opinion,
there's other ways to keep people in the ecosystem, though. The ecosystem is what keeps you, not the
upgrades. They've tried everything else.
Keeping
someone within the ecosystem is one thing, but getting people to buy the latest inventory each year is another. Because you can be in the ecosystem with the iPhone SE for 5 years, but they're not going to make much money.
At one point, you could let something die, though. And what I mean by that is that you can, if you acknowledge that the hardware is no longer the selling point, it's no longer the selling point. They diversified their source of income based off of entertainment, based off of music, all these, they have all these.
But it's nowhere close to the iPhone revenue, though.
No, yeah,
they get and but so and if can't. They don't do anything in the next 10 to 20 years, it will not be close. But just because it slows down, doesn't necessarily change their source of income, because we knew iPhones were getting stagnant. They got people way smarter than all of us, knuckleheads in a group who are talking.
Oh, yeah. Who call yourself a knucklehead?
They predict.
I'm at least a whole fingerhead.
they predict all these things going down, and they preemptively, years in advance, plan to mitigate these expected losses and stuff like that. And it has nothing to do with
us. I think they're
going to
milk both sides, though. I agree with you that they're going to try to rely more on wearables and services as much as possible, but I don't think that means they're just going to completely just accept, okay, less people are going to buy our iPhones, let's just give up. Like, they're going to do their best to merge the two so that they can live off of the iPhone revenue as long as possible, because that's something, you know, with the ecosystem and the Apple Card integration and now tying in people's credit score. Into, like, they're already doing stuff that I think ethically is kind of debatable. I mean, think of the fact that you can't pay the Apple Card off on a website. You know, the fact that you have to basically keep an iOS device of some kind. You can call them, but no one wants to do that. Basically, there's never been a credit card this tethered to a platform before. And that's already tied to credit scores. So they're, in my opinion, they've showcased they're willing to kind of blur that line. They're willing to kind of be like, well, you're in now. You've already signed up. So if you want to cancel, it's not going to be good for you. So they're just, I think, going to stretch that to the next mile for the ultimate Apple sheep out there to keep them locked in, and to also keep the iPhone revenue coming as more of a service revenue more so than hardware direct sales, because that's going to suffer in the long term. But they will, yes, continue to endorse wearables and services as much as they can. But at this point, iPhone has not changed from their core majority revenue. That's still there, and it's still going to be, I think, for a while.
You know what changes in the process when things shift like that? When the market changes, marketing changes. They'll push their newest products, wearables and watches and services, and that's what you'll see ads about, and not just the in-season iPhone at the time, like it's another MacBook, where you see a MacBook Pro get ads for a couple months and then it just fades away. That is the end result. That's the retirement phase, so to say. The golden years of the iPhone, we'll just see it, seasonal ads, and then, oh yeah, that was a thing, just like Mac was a thing, and we'll say it just like that. All right, remember when iPhone was a thing and something else? And so marketing is what dictates that. On the note about the website thing about paying for your credit card, I don't think it's unethical. It's just if you do away with your iOS device and you have to call them in, it just makes you a crappy card company, and I would cancel it because it's inconvenient. Yeah. It makes it just like all these other people who try to rip off Capital One with the almost similar logo, and they have all these terrible companies that just try to take you for your money, and there's no easy way to pay your credit card, and they have terrible reviews for it. If you did away with your Apple card, or your iOS,
your
I should
iPhone.
Say.
Yeah.
If you got rid of your iOS device and you're trying to make payments and they just make it hard for you, that just gives you a bad review. And I don't think it's unethical. I just think that let the free market decide that you'll be out of business then if enough of that was to happen. It is designed to be.
That's
around.
How I feel about Apple Card Plus.
Apple Card Plus, though, is I think you're trying to make the argument about why people would want to upgrade and get a higher tier Apple Card. And here's the thing. You guys did your little video without ever including me. So because of that, I would have told you from the offset this was a terrible idea, because this is not how I'd make a TR4 credit card. It's not.
You wouldn't make one, though.
You have the floor, Randy.
No.
You just said I wouldn't do it.
No. Well, no. I, I'm, I, I wouldn't do it now just because we've spent 40 minutes, it feels like, doing this. I'm burnt out. I don't care that much. I will say that, Nick, you should get the Apple credit card today, what we have now, because it is one of my final credit cards. Willingly.
I enjoy it.
It's a great card. It's a great card.
It has issues, but I enjoy it. I like having it as my only card. I get to say that here. No one else can agree.
I do not agree.
Well, with someone who doesn't have to take out any loans, maybe that makes it easier.
Exactly.
There's no interest rates.
I would say, though, that with the Apple credit card, purchases on the Apple credit card outside of Apple Store with the cash back and stuff like that, I do care about insurances on the products that I buy. And that's where the Apple card falls short, is insurances. And one reason why I have one card that still has an annual fee is because the rebates that I get back on travel take away
travel.
Traveling.
Oh, so they during
remember
quarantine
that thing we used to do
during quarantine, they changed the to like grocery stores or whatever. But I already redeemed it. It's so easy to redeem. But anyway, the rebates are phenomenal. So an effective rate of $150. Covers the cost of insurance as your primary insurance for like a rental and stuff like that. I like having the added protection. That's something I would have paid, something I did pay before ever having the card. And that's what people I'm talking to you guys now. That's what people need to consider about when it comes to like Apple Care. I haven't used it because it's not something that I would have paid. I realized I didn't need to use it, so I never needed it. Therefore, I would not include that in my bundle. But when you're making a decision about something about added value, you have to ask yourself, if you took that away from the equation, is that something you've been paying for already, or would you pay for? And for the example of insurance on a credit card, when I get a rental car, I always get insurance on a car regardless. So it kind of paid for itself in that sense, since I paid for it every single time I ever got a rental. And in my situation, traveling was a thing. I needed it.
back
in the days of when we rented Teslas. Remember that?
Wow, my how times have changed. One of us owns one.
Okay. I can rent a car. I just never have.
I've never rented a car either. I'm too young. So, back to WWDC. AirTag
coming up.
AirTags. Mm-hmm. Are we getting those? Not getting those? What do you guys think? Or will you be getting one now that we never leave the house?
Are we ourselves getting them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they'll be unveiled, but they probably won't ship until the fall. That's my guess. From production holds up, so they'll just talk about them, but they won't ship them right away. I honestly don't think I will get any to keep. I will probably get one or two for a video and showcase how they work and what I think about them, and then probably return them, because I honestly cannot think of the last time I lost something and needed to track it down. Just because,
when's the last time you left your house?
I know. Exactly. not much these days. So I can't.
Saturday,
I mean, Randy, you're getting closer to no keys. So there's even less motivation to get AirTags now.
It's
unfortunate because I'm sure Apple's been working on these things for a long, long time. They did getting the technology right, and they want it to be real seamless. And they were like, well, we're screwing with Spotify. Let's screw with Tile Tracker while we're at it. Let's just find all these little startups and see if we can kill them off. That's how I feel like they're doing with AirTags. Like, it's completely – they didn't really need to make it. No one was really asking Apple to make it. I know way more people that were asking for Apple to make a camera than I knew Apple to make a tile tracker of some kind. And yet they decided to make AirTags. And now they're going to release them during the time when everybody's used to being stuck at home.
Could you imagine Apple's camera department making a mirrorless camera?
It'd be wonderful. Oh, my gosh. I would love it, but they're never going to do it because they want it on the iPhone, not a dedicated device. So. But AirTags, I guess they're okay with that.
AirTags is such a silly product because I feel for me, I can't remember a situation where if I got up to walk somewhere, I didn't have my phone with me or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go, "Where's my phone?" And if it is, I just, "Where's my phone?" And then my watch will grab it for me. It's very quick. I can hear, like, "Oh, that's right. I was doing dishes. I was putting away the laundry," something. I'm not in a situation outside of my house where your sense is heightened the moment you leave your house. I know where my wallet, my phone, and my keys are the moment I walk out the door. Yeah. This is funny. Automatically.
Where am I?
Yeah.
What's that bright thing in the sky?
Oh, what's that thing smack in the face? That's called wind.
My skin is melting.
Your sense is heightened.
It's gross. It doesn't make sense for me. And I act like I pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars sometimes on my products. So in that sense, like, I take care of them. I know where they're at, and I don't. I'm just very delicate.
These aren't going to be for products. These are going to be for, like, your bag or your backpack.
That's even weirder. If where's
I carry that
car?
Around somewhere. Where's my... Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those products. It's kind of not as bad, but it's kind of like the Pro Display XDR where I see Apple do it. And I'm like, why are you even wasting your time on this? Like, because I think it'll probably be really... great. Like, it'll work very seamlessly, just like typical Apple products. It will be very simple, easy to set up, easy to track compared to other apps, which, of course, you'd have to download an app and have another account and have another password and have to change the batteries or have to charge it up or whatever. Apple's going to make probably the best tracker device out there, but did this market need their attention?
Where's my wife? I'll just open Find My, or I'll just text her. Yeah, where are you at?
Yeah.
Do you think your significant other is not being faithful? Track her with AirTags.
Wow.
Tune into her mic. Yeah,
there's a market for that.
I think we've been hearing about it for so long. I want to get it over with. I want it to be out so that we don't have to keep hearing about
it. Leave
it
in your car
happening.
So you can find your car in the parking lot. I got my app for that.
Yeah, Randy's over here with his Tesla. Like,
find my car. Yeah. You mean my car has to find me? Come pick me up.
Yeah, it's a little late for that technology to become.
What kind of peasant joke is this?
Yeah, the cars are picking up on that anyway. So yeah, it's kind of a bizarre thing for them to be getting into right now. But I don't know. Would you guys? Probably not Randy, but Nick, would you consider getting one just for the sake of... I already know how you're going to feel about it. What if you got one just for the sake that it's a new Apple product and it's like $30 just to have and try out? Just like how you have three Apple Watches, you know, that's not necessary, but...
Got
would you do that with an AirTag if it was
collector's items? Those are collector's items, but I don't think...
Nicholas...
I don't think I'm
Nicholas. Randy. We need to do an intervention. I put up the banner that says intervention. A collector's item. Nick.
Randy, you are overly dramatic. I don't think I'll be getting AirTags. I don't need them. I've never once... The only time I misplace my keys is when I leave them in the ignition and lock the car. That's literally the only time I lose my keys. But I always know where they are. My wallet is too thin. It basically is just my ID and my simple debit card and my platinum card. So that's like literally all I need in my wallet. So I wouldn't want to stick a big clunky AirTag, even if it is thin and minimal. It would still be clunkier than what I currently got going on. And I never leave the house. Like, last time I left the house was last Saturday. So
now's a bad time to
launch
these
things. I know. So I know all of my technology is within reach, and it's a podcast. I'm holding AirPods. I have to drop it. That's the rule.
Mm.
But no, I would not get AirTag. I would be curious to see how it worked. Like, when we're hanging out together.
What if this is the only LiDAR use case?
The only LiDAR use case.
If you have the LiDAR iPad, you can, like, it'll follow a balloon through the house and it'll take you to the AirTag.
No.
But you needed it for the LiDAR.
I don't think so. It's just not worth it.
No, I don't either.
Even if I was planning on returning it, even if I was like, okay, this is $30 or $100 or whatever it is, and I know I'm going to be returning it in 2 weeks, it's not even worth the effort of ordering, using it, figuring out how to use it, and then sending it back. I don't think so. I'm not sold on it. Maybe Apple will get up on stage and Tim Cook will give a really good sales pitch, which they normally do. But it would have to be an especially good one for me to consider it.
based on what we know about it so far, it doesn't sound like a good deal or something most people should be buying.
Exactly. And I use Find My, and all my devices have LTE and stuff. So if I'm ever looking for anything...
I can't say that.
Like, everything
is that a collector's device, too, all the LTE?
Well, it's like, okay, my iPad, my MacBook, that phone, my AirPods, that iPad, that phone, my watch, my old AirPods, and it's just like they're all here, and they never leave. They're always just here at my house, and so is there really a reason for me to add 3 AirTags or an AirTag or whatever it comes bundled with so I can just look at my keys being sitting right next to me and my wallet sitting right here, like...
What do you guys think of I saw this report a while back. I don't think we talked about it, but how would you feel about the iPhones not including headphones in the box anymore?
Oh, totally sold. Don't include them. Save me $20, please.
I don't think it would take $20 off the price.
Oh, but, okay. I don't think it'll take anything off the price, to be honest.
No, the prices would be the same, but okay. They would just not. Well, I mean, I ran a few polls on both YouTube and Twitter, and all of the results were pretty much the same, that 70% of at least the tech audience doesn't use the headphones included. And I critiqued the Pixel for doing that when they did. So before you all cry hypocrite, yes, I'm a biased Apple sheep, so expect double standards.
Randy, did you know that Drew is a biased Apple sheep? Oh, my goodness.
Today's my last day.
Today's my last day. Jeez. I gotta go. I can't do this anymore.
I gotta go, guys. I am disgusted.
I think the reason my brain makes logic of that is when the Pixel stopped including headphones, it wasn't like the Pixel Buds were selling great. In fact, the Pixel Buds sucked. Whereas AirPods are like their next big thing. They are selling like crazy. You see them everywhere now. Everybody's buying
they
AirPods.
Called you out, Drew. They called you out on it.
Well, people are like, you were mad at the Pixel for not including headphones. And I'm like, well, they didn't really have a great alternative built into the Pixel hardware that everyone was buying. I think it would be
Pixel
a little
Buds
bit different.
Can translate in real time in your ear.
The first gen Pixel Buds were terrible. You had to like wind them up and get them in that little case. The new ones are pretty good.
They also look like AirPods.
They're basically just AirPods now, but I don't think they're going to sell great either. They're also technically more expensive than AirPods. So the fact that AirPods are selling like crazy and everyone's buying them, and the fact that the majority of people, at least in our audience, maybe that's different for average consumers, but I still think it must be pretty close. Even with average consumers, I bet most people don't use the included headphones. There are some who do. I acknowledge that. But is it going to prevent them from upgrading, or is it going to deter them in a way? Like, if they're buying a phone now, they probably already have an iPhone with headphones that they could just keep using. And if the trade-off for this was, okay, no headphones included, but you get a fast charger, I bet most people would be fine with it. They'd be like, okay, that's justifiable. You know, OnePlus doesn't include headphones either. And if the prices are as low as they're rumored to be, to me it makes sense. I can see why they don't want to include it. Just from an e-waste perspective, how many of these headphones don't get used? But do you think that maybe similar to Samsung, they could offer some kind of like AirPods sale if you do upgrade to the newest iPhone?
No, they would not do that. They would. That's too complicated. No. But what I do appreciate getting new headphones every year, even though I never use them. Since I've gotten AirPods, I never ever use those. I do like getting them every year because throughout the year, there's always a family member or a close friend whose headphones die, and he's like, oh. One of my friends switched from Android to iPhone a couple years ago to an 8, and he was like, oh, no, none of my headphones are going to work. And I'm like, I got you, bro. And I reached into my drawer, and I pulled out like a fistful of brand new AirPods with lightning. And now
he's stimulus
set.
Headphones.
Stimulus headphones. And just the other day, my sister's... It's not worth $1,200.
So that's what lightning headphones have become for everyone.
Yeah.
The handout.
They're the handout. They're the get you into the Apple ecosystem that much more. Just
free. Here you go.
AirPods.
Take
you
the
get
headphones,
AirPod,
which is
going to
be really
AirPod,
funny
you
when
get
they...
get an AirPod, and you get an AirPod.
When they remove
not
the
AirPod,
charge port
AirPod.
Next year, then they don't even work.
What if they...
Maybe that's why they're phasing them out.
Yeah.
they want to get ready for no headphone. But I don't think that they definitely won't include AirPods with the portless iPhone.
No.
Not included.
I meant to say AirPods, not AirPods, everyone.
And I don't think they'll include it, but I think they'll give you an option to buy them at checkout the same way. It's like, hey, look at some of these accessories that go with this product on the Apple Store.
I think they could do a discount in the future.
I think the OG AirPods, absolutely.
Yeah, I could see them doing something like if you pre-order the new iPhone, you can get them half off. Or
AirPods 2 or whatever it is will be the new whatever the price will be. Say, you know, $299 or $199 or whatever. But the first gen, or what we would then dub as the first gen AirPods, will then be – and by first gen, I do mean by design, because technically – there was an updated one with the wireless case.
Yeah.
But by the first gen design, that's the one that will come at a discount. Hey, if you want headphones, you can only get the first gen design. Oh, hey, add it on. Because maybe he's like, oh, I'm not going to sell them anymore. But we will offer them to you at a lower rate when you buy the phone. The idea of like, oh, it's too complicated. I think they would do the Samsung thing. I don't think it's too complicated. If Apple can complicate their naming schemes and screw it up as much as they have – they can complicate things, and I don't think
– this year's iPhone is more complicated than ever.
iPhones and iPads are their – and Macs. No, just the whole naming scheme. Why are they so bad with it? Why can't one thing just be MacBook? It doesn't have to be MacBook Air. It's just MacBook. MacBook, MacBook Pro. iPhone, iPhone Pro. iPad, iPad Pro. Baseline, Pro line, config away. Have at it.
We got SE 12, 12 Max, 12 Pro, 12 Pro Max coming out in 1 year.
What does S even mean? Not SE, just S. The S10S. What does the S mean?
Nobody knows.
It used to stand for speed.
I don't know
if they kept that.
Then for 4, it standard for Siri. And for 5, it standard for nothing.
Steve. It standard
Secure.
For Steve. It standard for Steve. The 5S.
The R. The R is the weird one. The R is the one they intentionally came forward and said it doesn't stand for anything. That was the first time they literally just did not have an answer. What does the R stand for in 10R? Nothing.
What?
Well, that's like a George Charles.
You almost did a George Lucas. Well, you know, hey, you take a look.
No, just R is a cool number. It comes after S.
We'll just film it and see how it goes.
Hey, kid, it's not that kind of movie.
That was Phil Schiller's answer when they asked him about the R. He was just like, it's like sports cars, random, you know, letter.
Oh, what does R stand for? They'll look at you. What does the S stand for?
I thought it stood for speed, but now I don't know. Okay, never mind.
Speed,
also the
Siri, and then on 5, I think it meant for secure because of the Touch ID.
Mm.
And after that.
I never heard that.
I read a few articles back in 2013.
Sexy. S stood for super 3D touch sensing.
Super
6S.
Super cool taptic engine.
Super cool taptic engine.
10S was... this is... 10S was 10... tenor.
Super retina.
Super retina. There you go.
Hey! 10R just made the iPhone 10 tenor.
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 Really good.
Really?
You can come up
this
with any number of excuses.
Really
they're all
good.
Stupid, though. But yeah, I could see them doing some kind of checkout thing. Or maybe if they ever do that like ultra premium iPhone thing we talked about where they do one iPhone that's like way expensive than all the rest, maybe include AirPods in that one or something. I don't know.
But, oh, the 5G 120 refresh. Oh, my goodness.
No, they all got 5G.
Oh, yeah.
It'll just
my God.
Right. They all getting 5G? Oh, it's only the mid-band, though, right? They're not getting
the
full spectrum.
12 and 12 Max are getting the average 5G that like – checks the box of 5G, but it doesn't do gigabit. And then the pros are getting the millimeter wave 5G that can do the gigabit speeds, which
wow.
I think
look
if
at
you
me.
Had to differentiate
so
it, that's the best way to do it because the techie people will care about that kind of thing, and the non-techie people will have no clue what that is. Because
but it'll
I
say
got,
5G in the upper corner, and
yeah,
that's how they know
I got
they're...
five
Mine
to six
says
people 5G in my personal
e.
life. Yeah, I was just going to say, 5 to 6 people in my personal life thought they legitimately had 5G because of the AT&T badge. So I was like,
that has to be illegal.
If that is enough to convince people, then that's fine. Just put in the bare minimum version of 5G in the in the base models.
Wow, Qualcomm.
Honestly,
I'm so excited for 5G.
If it was my way, I would say no 5G on the 12 and 12 Max or any of them because 5G sucks. But I get it. They're moving to Qualcomm.
Because it causes virus symptoms.
They have to.
It causes coronavirus.
They don't have a choice, basically. There's no one else in the market that could have built their modems for them.
YouTube, that was a joke, by the way. Modems. I just forgot we're on YouTube. I said a coronavirus joke. It was a joke. Yeah. I'm a joke. Please use
YouTube
the attached banner.
Do not
demonetize
us.
The banner below
we're
is not going to
post. Now.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I apologize.
Oh, well. This is your last day.
This,
this is all right. Of our last days.
I'll go pack my bags.
But,
you think we're going to make it to next week? Those killer hornets are coming for us.
You fools. Hey, question
for
you
guys. We're all in agreement. No headphones is okay.
My question for you guys about the upcoming iPhones is how bare. I'm going to ask the real question. I'm going to ask you the staged question, then I'll give you the real question. How bare of a product do you want the iPhone to come in inside the box? The real question is, do we need a power adapter in there now too?
No. Actually, Randy, I was going to bring this up as a joke, but I think you know how when you get a new Apple replaces it at the Genius Bar, that comes in just like a real thin little package where it's literally just the phone. If they sold that and it was like $30 cheaper,
yeah,
I'd be all.
But it
that.
Wouldn't go in my collection then. It would look like crap.
Ah, who cares?
I couldn't stage it.
What if we bypass that, and if you go to the store to get it, they just hand it to you?
Beautiful. There you go.
No box.
Oh, but what if we bypass that, and we just don't go to the store?
Well, how do you get it?
They just take a UPS shipping, and they just stick it right on the display of the phone, and they just drop the phone just right into the mail, no box.
An Apple employee shows up at your door, knocks, and just hands it to you.
Hey, if they hand deliver Teslas, they can hand deliver an iPhone. Or we could just bypass that and not get an iPhone. Thank you for watching the last episode, guys.
No one upgrade. No, I think... here's how I think they could do that. I think that's an interesting thought that they probably will never do because they already get enough criticism for not including a fast charger if they didn't include anything.
But if they're
the
going
phone,
portless.
They would include a wireless charger if they did portless still.
Ooh.
But I think the idea of shipping a phone without a way to charge it would just get immense backlash. Like, I don't think they can do that. I don't think they'd get away with it. But... if it was an optional thing at checkout, I don't think it would even save you money. I don't think it would even take
it's like
the
a
price
nickel
off
for you
the phone.
And a win for the environment.
Exactly. They would advertise it as a way to minimize e-waste and just say, you know, if you're, you know, a jerk who just wants free chargers, I guess, and you can have more chargers. But if you're
the type of
person like us on the podcast who have insane amounts of chargers, we have a giant bag that's full of cables and chargers I've collected over the years that we're legitimately not using that we're just going to donate as soon as stuff starts opening up. There's a few stores you can take cables to and they will recycle them. So we're just saving it for that. So if Apple had an option for you to just get the new iPhone, no headphones, no charger included, even if it didn't reduce the price, I would still do it just so that I wouldn't have another cable and another power brick to deal with because there are some people that have insane amount of tech. And just providing a little off-menu option that lets them, you know, remove that from the package, I'd be fine with.
Let me give you the
lot of work. And
my wife uses what comes in the box every single time she gets an upgrade because she does an upgrade every year.
She'll get rid of the old cables.
By that time, it's frayed. It's on its last leg. She actively uses all stuff. I think this would be the first time that might not be the case because I have promoted healthy wireless chargers all over this house. So I tell her just set it down, and she goes, you know, a couple of months ago, she goes, oh, my God, it's so convenient. I don't ever want to just plug it in. And the only time she thinks about plugging it in now is when she gets in her car and she's going to like, I got to plug it in. And sometimes she goes, it's not worth it. I'm just going to put it in my cup holder. Yeah, put it in the cup and go. And then I was like, you know, the Cybertruck is not going to have it. Anyways, she's like, all right, why not charge it?
I don't know how she's going to make it work with the Cybertruck because that doesn't have a center console thing. But anyway.
We'll talk about that one later. Stop
Wrong
saying
podcast.
That. It's tech-related.
I was the first to say Cybertruck on today's episode.
It's a tech-related concept.
But
the point is, she's in the group of people who utilize. She I know she would want the headphones because she doesn't like AirPods. I go, like, babe, please take these. She, no, it's fine. I don't want them. I'll stick with these. Why? Because it's in the box. It's fine. I'm like, okay, fine. She does not want them. And I'm like, okay, so she used the wired headphones.
What'd you do with your Lightning headphones?
I'm like, hey, if you need another one, here's mine. And she's like, no, mine's working just fine. Mine's working just fine. Mine, honest. Wrong camera angle, but they're in the boxes.
They're still there. That's still where most of mine are. They're still in the boxes. I just got probably 5 or 6 Lightning ear pods that
when
are
you say
never
you got a
used.
Bag of cables and power bricks and stuff, dude, same. I have one of the old school plastic Apple bags, the big one, and I just stack it with all these old 30-pin, 60-pin.
Yeah, ours is a big grocery bag just full of wires and bricks that we just never use.
The more I collect, first, like, I'm going to get rid of these. I went from that to, like, well, wait a minute. This is quite a bit of money now. Like, you start to see, like, hey, wait a minute.
Is it?
This is, like, 15 cents. Someone willing to pay for that?
15 cents. Yeah. I don't think it's Apple considering it from a financial, like, it'll save us money. I think it's them doing it from a e-waste perspective. Just like, we're shipping all this wires and cabling that no one is using. And also, on a micro level, it's probably not much to, you know, put headphones in the iPhone box. But if you consider how many people buy Lightning ear pods outside, like, they don't get it with the iPhone, they just buy it separately. Probably next to none. I would say probably next to no one does that. I mean, we're talking probably in the hundreds of people that actually are like, shoot, I need a $30 pair of Lightning ear pods, and I don't have the ones included with my iPhone, and no one else has one. Let me go to the Apple store and pick one up. So if they got to shrink the assembly line that produces those, which right now they're probably producing 95% of them just to go with the iPhones. They could basically eliminate that entire assembly line, that entire factory that develops all the Lightning AirPods, which, yes, on a micro level, only probably saves maybe $1 or $2 by not including it with the iPhone. But if they didn't have to dedicate an entire factory to producing Lightning AirPods, and now they get to shrink production by 90%, that, in the long term, could end up saving a ton of money and be a win for the environment because e-waste. So that's why I think they're considering it.
And you know what? It'd be such a good PR move because they're promoting, you know, good health with, you know, fitness with the watch, good health to the environment with e-waste. All these eco-green-friendly concepts would put such a good PR on them, it would justify them actually scamming people in the Apple Card Plus program.
Exactly.
PR, I'm sold. I'm done. Like, you're right. The PR is so great, we're it set. Would overshadow that.
Exactly.
You have changed my
fine.
Mind.
Yay. We got it.
At the end of the last minute, at the end of the hour. You have changed my mind.
In terms of e-waste recycling, they could do something with AirPods because a kind of built-in problem with AirPods is their batteries are so small that they degrade so quickly that they might need to come up with some kind of program that's like, so when inevitably one of your earbuds starts getting quieter than the other, bring them in, we'll recycle them, maybe give you 10, 20 bucks off your next pair of AirPods or something like that. Like, I think they need some type of trade-in program for AirPods.
They should be like what happened with you. Just contact Apple and they'll send you like 2 free pairs or something.
Well, they do that still, but I want to know what they do with the old ones or, you know, or making some kind of more official program that encourages people to trade them in.
I think
instead of just contacting them when they stop working, because it's becoming a thing that's not like, oh, some AirPods have that problem. It's no, they're all going to do that forever.
So question for Nick, and then because Drew, you and I, we pay for it. Nick, do you get charged? Is this an out-of-state thing too about a recycling fee every time you buy?
No. Only Californians get that and some other states. But yeah,
I don't know what you're talking
about.
It's a per-state
base. Every time you buy a tech product,
How privileged are you?
In California.
You don't even look at your receipt.
It's $5 or
I look
10
at the
bucks.
Total.
It's like a recycling charge.
There's a recycling fee with every product that you buy from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Every product.
Yep. okay. in California.
Okay.
Or, that's not a tax. Your taxes did not get higher, Drew. You're just paying for different things. It is a separate thing.
I want to look at a receipt now.
Yeah, pull up your the iPhone SE. Oh, wait, no. That came – you didn't pay for that.
No, I just ordered a hard drive. I'll see.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, look at the receipt.
I don't know if it would be on a hard drive.
Why would
it? It's from
it
Apple.
Maybe. I don't know.
100% Apple products. Every single time I bought the AirPod Pro, the phone, little things.
I think it has to do with lithium batteries.
It does.
If I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. Then it would not be in the hard drive. What have I bought with a battery?
SE?
My iPhone. I guess that was the last one I still have.
But the SE was sent to him.
No, the first one that you bought.
I don't see it in my payment summary. Maybe it's included by default or something.
Okay, how about this? Go to the very end of where I have to do is validate your face on checkout with Face ID, and it will itemize. Oh, okay. It itemizes it right there.
I'll take your word for it. It's fine.
Yeah. I have a receipt here from August 14th, 2018 from an Apple store in California for an iPad.
Oh, my God.
Fifth gen, I guess, just says
Randy's
iPad.
Randy's dead.
$5 tech refurbishment fee. It's like, what gotcha. Is that all about? So, yeah, buy
what does that fee go towards?
Nobody knows.
Oh, so the reason? No. The reason I brought that up.
Nobody knows.
Is that nobody knows? The idea of like you're paying for the recycle fee up front in your cost, and at least in California. And taking them in.
What's it? What's it for? What does that go to?
Yeah, because California's trying to be, you know, green, eco-friendly.
I know they're trying to be. I get that. But where does this specifically, like the $5 fee or whatever, where does that go?
A disposal of the battery. Like, it's a cost. When Apple ultimately gets rid of a product and they have to destroy the battery, they don't just shred it, you know. Or just dumping it.
That'd be a bad idea. I stick the little pouch in the shredder.
It'd be so bad. So there's a process, a very intricate and I guess expensive process about disassembling a battery to properly destroy it in a healthy way that doesn't
pollute
the environment.
Destroy it. They actually take, because lithium, cobalt, those are all very expensive elements, as anyone who follows Tesla knows. And they actually recycle, when they recycle it, they strip the parts. They separate all of the chemicals out into their different pieces, and then they put those back into other batteries.
Science. Science, ladies. Science.
Science. Mm-hmm. My name is not Bill Nye, and I am not a science guy. So, science.
But they only guy, do that in the California. Science guy. Nick.
But only in California they do that.
Some other states do it.
Only in states that do it. I think it's a state-by-state basis. So California's okay. One. There's probably other ones. New York, I don't know. Other states that typically have higher taxes. I don't know.
I see.
Yay.
Huh.
Cool.
I never noticed. I'll have to keep an eye out for that next time I buy something. I'm not sure when that's going to be. Oh, that reminds me. I helped my dad at his charter school do a live stream for their graduation ceremony.
Ooh.
And the computer I got to use was from a fellow teacher there, and he had a 16-inch MacBook Pro. So I got to spend some more time with it. And
you were just like,
it made me not want to wait. I was like, you know, for this job, I will work for free if I get this by the end. He didn't go with that plan, sadly.
No, that's
it made
terrible
me not want to wait. It made me want
to
get one because that is such a gorgeous machine. I love it. I can't wait to get one. And I think I want to make sure I get an 8 terabyte MacBook.
Woo! Whoa! Wow. What?
I want to go all out flex. Because it's... You always get in those moods where sometimes you're like, you know, a terabyte's fine. I can live.
It's because
that.
You cleaned your hard drive with me. That's why you this is aggravating, right? I tell you. Yeah.
I started filling up my computer and I was needing to get work done in a timely fashion. And it's like, you're out of space. I'm like,
yep. Yeah.
So the next time you buy a machine, you're like, I want to never deal with this ever again. And at the time I bought the iMac Pro, 2 terabytes was a lot because I was coming from a machine with 256 gig SSD. So it was like going from nothing to something like 10 times more. So I was like, yeah, sure. Now
at least
with
five
as much filming
through.
And as much.
Oh my gosh. Expensive computer. It's minimum,
but for five,
no other upgrades.
For just $5,000 though.
Jeez. It's about the same price as my iMac Pro. Wow. And it's faster and it has four times the storage.
I would see you.
And
on
it can move around too, which is nice.
I would see you in that checkout line.
The 16-inch MacBook Pro line, or
the 16-inch 2020 with the tenth gen Intel. If it's not going to be ARM, it's not going to be ARM.
Not this year, no.
Yeah,
but
it's not gonna be ARM.
I won't max out the RAM. I don't need 64 gigs of RAM. That's unnecessary.
Would you max out the processor?
Yeah.
Okay.
So after that,
how about the GPU?
Yeah, the maxed out GPU is like $100 extra, yes. So it's not. Yeah, I don't mind. It'd be basically around $5,300 after, and I paid $5,800 for my iMac Pro. Or no, it was like $6,000 after tax.
So, I'm going to get a second, another
recycle
side job.
Fee.
Plus the recycle fee. I can't afford the recycle fee.
I don't
fee.
Buy dedicated like editing machines that often. Like I bought iMac Pro in 2017, and it looks like I'll be buying the MacBook Pro probably end of 2020. So if it's something I get like once every 3 years, I think that's justifiable for how much work I do on this thing. And if I don't have to plug in a hard drive or carry around a hard drive whenever I use this thing, and I can take it with me on trips and stuff, I to me, it's worth it. I can't find an iMac for better, honestly.
No,
right.
The specs.
iMacs
that's
suck.
That's because the iMacs haven't been upgraded. If the iMacs had the same level of specs, they'd be a
and
lot
I/O.
Better.
That's what also bugs me. Like the iMac, you can get a really powerful CPU, but the storage still maxes out at like 2 terabytes of SSD. I think.
Jeez.
They won't go any higher. And I'm looking at the iMacs right now. So the CPU is pretty fast. It's a turbo boost to 5 gigahertz i9. But the Radeon Pro Vega 48 is also pretty good. But yeah, 2 terabyte SSD. And still, the iMac maxes out at 2 Thunderbolt 3 ports, which to me is a huge limiting factor.
Wow.
Because I am using all 4 of my Thunderbolt 3 ports right now for different importing stuff and adapters and hard drives and
hard drives,
external
monitors.
Maybe would
that monitors. Be better if you had more storage internally?
Well, it would, but that's the problem. The iMac maxes out at 2 terabytes SSD, which is what
the
I have
iMac
currently.
The iMac Pro
so.
Only goes up to 4 terabytes.
Yeah, they haven't even added 8 terabyte. Well, first of all, I'm not replacing my iMac Pro with another iMac Pro. That's stupid.
Okay.
But
stupid.
If I was trying to find a machine that was better at outperforming it for cheaper, the iMac is honestly not the way to go. It would have worse I/O. It would, especially because of how many external monitors I use. I'm using 2 Thunderbolt 3 ports right now just for my monitors. So if I bought an iMac, boom, Thunderbolt 3 has been maxed out because I've already plugged in my monitor.
The iMac Pro served its purpose for its time years ago. Let the past die.
And now it's dead.
Like my dreams.
Now it is gone. No. But MacBook Pro can, for cheaper, offer better stuff than the iMac Pro offers. So I'm good with that. And maybe they'll do something at Worldwide Developers Conference that'll change my mind. But at the current state, I feel like I don't even want to wait around for the 10th gen CPUs. I feel like just getting it now. But I will refrain.
Wait.
I will
be
hold
good
off.
Apple sheep.
I'll be good. I'll wait. But anyway, any closing thoughts?
Apple Card sucks. AirPower's dead.
Okay. Thanks for watching or listening, everyone. Also, please subscribe. We are less than 300 away, but if you're watching this, you're subscribed anyway. Doesn't matter. Use your alt accounts. Do whatever you need to do
YouTube.
Because we're so close to 1,000 subs. We're so close, guys. After that, I'll never ask you again. I don't care about subscriber milestones other than this one. We'll see you next week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ba-ba-ba.